Blog Talk Radio.
I wanna live, God, so you can use me.
Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, bless the name of the Lord our God on today, hallelujah. Oh, I'm excited on today, hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I want God to use me on today. Mold me on today and shape me to form the way he want me to go, hallelujah. I am excited. I am royalty listeners on today. I don't know about you, but I'm excited on today when I think about the goodness of Jesus, hallelujah, and all that he has done for me. My soul cries out, hallelujah. Thank you, God, for saving me and setting me free. I'm telling you, I am excited on today. It's been a while since I've been before you. I'm royalty listeners, but I am back, and I'm better than ever. I'm telling you, oh, God, I thank God on today for this beautiful and blessed day on today. Today is still and always will be Faith, Faith, and Finance Friday. And whatever you want God to do, walk in Hebrews 11 faith. It says, by faith, Noah built the ark. Come on, somebody. By faith, I just spoke a blessing over Jacob and Esau's life. By faith, Abel gave a better sacrifice than Cain. By faith, I'm telling you, it says that Jacob stand on a staff, and he blessed his sons, and he blessed his grandchildren. By faith, Moses parted the Red Sea. So on today, if you want anything going on for you, you walk in a Hebrews 11 faith, now facing something things hoped for, and the evidence of things not yet seen. And without faith, it's impossible to please God. And faith without work, things is dead. And faith comes by hearing, and hearing what? The word of God on today. Hallelujah. I'm your host, Associate Pastor Tashana Wiley, and you have tuned in and to I Am Royalty Radio Show. I'm telling you, we are blessed by the best. I'm so excited about this radio show on today. I'm excited about all the great things that's going on today. I'm excited about the airwaves. I'm telling you, God is doing a new thing in our life, and I'm telling you, we are blessed by the best, so walk in it. You're walking in your wealthy status on today. I'm telling you, don't let the devil defeat you on today. You are a conqueror. You are a trailblazer. You are a gladiator. You are a heavyweight champion. No one can take your joy on today. Nobody can take your peace on today. No one can destroy your mood on today, because you walk in the presence of the Lord your God. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the name of the Lord. I'm telling you, I am filled on today. I'm excited on today. I'm telling you, I'm ready for God to do a new thing. I know on today over the airwaves, he's going to do something dynamic on today. On today, whatever you need from God, you just hold up your hands and tell him, thank you, Lord. You name out your mouth. Open up your mouth and tell him what that is and thank him for it. Say, Lord, thank you for my healing. That's what you need. Thank you for my life up and strength. That's what you want. Thank you for my house, my car, my job, whatever it is you need on today. You tell him thank you. Hallelujah. Tell him thank you because it's already done. You already live in a season that is already done. Whatever city or state you live in, you call it Jesus has already done it. Well, I stay in Michigan, so if Jesus has already done in Michigan. If you stay in California, Jesus has already done in California. If you stay in Texas, Jesus has already done in Texas. If you stay in North Carolina, Jesus has already done in North Carolina. But whatever it is, Jesus has already done it. Hallelujah. I'm telling you on today, men and women of God, kings and queens with riches, we can expect the unexpected in this season. We can expect great things to happen. It don't matter who you are, what you are, where you live at, what city you stay in, how it is, it all can work out for your good. Don't you know the Lord God is the sun and shield? The Lord bestows favor and honor on you. No good thing does he withhold from you. Don't you know that whatever you need, whatever you want, you name it, you shall claim it and you shall obtain it. Don't you know that whatever you speak out of your mouth in this season, who am I talking to on today? But whatever you open up your mouth and say and serve it in the name of Jesus, it is yours. Jesus said everything is possible for him who believes. Jesus said if you believe, you see whatever you ask for in prayer. 1 John 5:14-15 says this is a confidence that we have in approaching God. If we ask anything according to his will, then we know that he hears us. And since you know that you hear him, you know that you'll have received that for in prayer. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, on Faith, Fame, and Finance Friday, I'm expecting to get something on today. God is going to do a transfer in your life. God's going to do a dynamic transformation in your life, a transfiguration in your life, naturally and spiritually, or both of them at the same time. But get yourself in receiving position. God is going to make a deposit into your life. You're going to get a confirmation number saying transformation complete, transfer complete. So all you got to do is go ahead and withdraw that transfer out of your deposit. Draw it out of your account. Get yourself ready for God to bless you in this season. Get yourself ready to get blessed beyond measures in this season of your life. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the name of the Lord our God on today. I'm telling you, I'm excited. I love Psalms 20 and 4. It says, some trust in horses, some trust in chariots, but we're going to trust in the name of the Lord our God on today. Hallelujah. I'm excited, oh God. I'm telling you, I have been doing a lot of other things and a lot of other things for ministry, but I said, Lord, I got to take time out to get back on I Am Royalty because I know I miss those people and I know they miss me. And I'm telling you, I'm just excited to be back on here. So on today, if Associate Pastor just go on and go on, it's because I'm so excited. Hey, God, I'm so excited of all the great things that God is going to do. I won't be before you long. But I'm going to give you the scripture that God has gave me on today. I'm telling you, it is an awesome scripture. And it's 1 Samuel 12, verse 16 and a little 17. And it's out, I'm reading out the New International Version. It says, now then, stand still and see this great thing the Lord is about to do before your eyes. Is it not harvest, wheat harvest now? Let me read that one more time. I hope somebody getting this. Now then, stand still and see this great thing the Lord is about to do before your eyes. Is it not? We harvest now. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, when I was reading that, it was because the prophet Samuel had anointed Saul as king because the children of Israel was asking for a king. And at that time, he was just saying his last words of him being their ruler and their leader, and he was letting them know that You all asked for a king, so now God is giving you a king. How do you know that sometimes we ask God for something, and sometimes it can take so long, and when God has already done it, we don't even notice that it's even already done? That's what they were going through at that time. They've been asking over, we want a king, we want a king, we want a king. And God finally blessed them as king, and they actually didn't even really realize that God had anointed Saul to be king. So this is what Samuel, the prophet Samuel, they call him the seeker in the Bible. They call him the seeker and the seer because he can see things. And at that time, Samuel was letting them know, now then, stand still and see the great thing that the Lord is about to do before your very eyes. Don't you know that you need to just stand still and see the salvation of the Lord? Stand still and know that he's God and he will exalt the heaven and earth. Stand still and watch him shake the heaven and earth and watch this great thing that he do in your eyes. Watch the places he's going to take you to. Watch the levels he's going to move you to. Watch the things that he's going to do before your very eyes. And I'm telling you this, he's going to do it even when other people think it can't be done. He's going to do it even when everybody's talking about we're in a recession. The devil is a liar. We ain't in no recession. We're in a possession. Come on, somebody. We're in a possession to possess the land that the Lord God has given us, a land flowing with milk and honey. Everybody said, we can't do this. No, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. I don't know if I can move. Yeah, you can move forward, and you won't be stopped. And anything you take in a season, you don't have to worry about and restrain yourself from any joy because God got your back, and heaven got your back, and the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. And since that's the case and the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, then you need to go ahead and open up your mouth and declare some things in the atmosphere and watch the Lord do things at your voice command in this season. Just stand still. Just chillax. Just sit back. Pray to the Lord. Philippians 4, 6, and 7 says, don't worry about anything, but instead pray about everything and tell God what you need. Lay your petitions for God, and the God will give you the things that you need and the peace that passes all understanding will guard your heart. So whatever you need and want God to do, don't sit back and worry about it or stress yourself out about it, but you sit back, you pray, you give it unto God, and stand still and watch the great things that the Lord does before your very eyes. Because you know what? I love this at the end of this. He said, isn't it not wheat harvest now? Well, if anyone knows, I've been studying this, and I said this a couple of days ago on my conference, my phone conference, that we're in the barley harvest season right now. And if anyone knows, barley harvest was the time when Ruth laid at the threshing floor with Boaz and Ruth 3, and barley harvest is during the time, actually, when Saul got anointed king. It's the time when, actually, David was during the time when he, when Absalom got taken down. It's actually during the time when Gideon won the war with 300 men against 30,000. It's actually the time when Jesus fed the 5,000, five barley loaves and two fish. I hope somebody getting this. Five barley loaves and two fish when Jesus broke it in half and it was multitudes were fed and there were 12 baskets left over. I hope somebody feeling this. And not only that, it's also the season. Barley time is also the time of overcomers. When I studied that on yesterday, it said barley season is a season of overcomers and harvest time. Barley is a season where you have more than enough. When you thought you weren't going to have anything, you're going to have more than enough, just like the five barley loaves and the two fish. And not only that, just in case that ain't good enough, barley is also will heal your body. Because the Bible says in 2 Kings 4, when the prophet Elisha was sitting down to eat, and they had some stew, and they ate it, and they said, oh, my God, this tastes like death. And the prophet Elisha said, okay, go give me some meal. And he poured the meal inside the pot, and they ate it, and it tastes nasty anymore, and it tastes like death no more. And the reason why that happened, because that was the season and the time during the time that barley was taking place, and it was a time that it was a drought. Well, if you study your Bible and you begin to go study a little deep in the Hebrew calendar, during a drought season, barley time could not happen. Barley time could not take place. Wheat couldn't take place, but barley was the only thing that could take place at that time. So I'm letting you know on today that you will live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. Your finances will live and not die, declare the works of the Lord. Your healing will live and not die, declare the works of the Lord. Your ministry will live and not die, declare the works of the Lord. Everything in your life will live, and God is going to speak prosperity in your life, overflow, excellence in your life. So stand still, sit back, and see the great things that the Lord is about to do before your very eyes. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Just stand still and just see the great thing that the Lord is about to do before your very eyes. Just stand still. Hallelujah. Oh, God, I'm telling you, even if you can't see it, all is well. Even when you can't feel it, all is well. Even when you think your back is against the wall, all is well. Even when it looks like you're about to lose your mind, the devil is a liar, but all is well. Even when I'm telling you, when you think you don't have nothing, all is well. Even when you die your last like a widow woman, I'm telling you, God is about to send something your way, and you're going to have overflow. All is well, even when you think the promise is dead, and all is well, even when you can't see it. Oh, bless the name of the Lord our God on today. I just want you to stay encouraged. I want you to be motivated. I want you to stay focused. I want you to stay determined. I want you to stay inspired. And I want you to know that you are blessed by the best. You are royalty. You are walking in righteousness and riches. You are walking in rubies. And the Lord is going to rain ladder in your life. I'm telling you, greatness is on your life. Success is on your life. Prosperity is all over your life. You are living in the season now that God is going to do the miraculous in your life. Just tell him thank you now. Say thank you, Lord, for the miraculous. I'm telling you, nothing is impossible for God. He can do all things in your life. You're walking in the now unto him, who's able to do that exceedingly and abundantly above all you can ask or think, according to the power that's working in us. I'm telling you, God is going to do some great things. The Bible says in Psalms 112:3, it says, wealth and riches shall be in my house, and its righteousness shall endure forever. Don't you know wealth and riches live in your house? Don't you know that the Bible says, Deuteronomy 28:8, everything you touch is blessed. Huh? Enemies come one direction, you are scattering you in seven. Don't you know the Lord is going to increase your capacity and enlarge your territory? Don't you know the Lord is going to bless you in all that you do? Don't you know you are blessed in the city, blessed in the field? I mean, whatever city you stay in, whatever field you go to, blessed when you come somewhere, and blessed when you go somewhere. Don't you know you serve a God who's not a little God, but he's a big God? Oh, today I went to go get an echocardiogram on today. And if anybody knows what that is, that's like a heart test. It's like an ultrasound based on your heart and everything. And this is like the first time I really got a chance to really see my heart actually closer than I ever saw it in my whole life. So I began to see it and see how it, she showed me how it beats and how it circulates the blood. I think it's circulating the blood and going out and all those great things, and I was excited. And I got a revelation laying right there getting this test done. I said, Lord, that's how you are. I never in my life saw my heart until today, but I always know it's there because I feel it beating. I never, come on, somebody, getting this. Oh, I never saw my kidneys a day in my life, but I know it's there because it's functioning. I never saw my stomach a day in my life, but I know it's there because it's functioning. I never saw my brain a day in my life, but I know it's there because it's functioning. I never saw my liver a day in my life, but I know it's there because it's functioning. That's the same way with the Lord. You never saw him face to face a day in your life, but you know he's there because you can see all the great things he has done. The Bible says in Psalms 8, the Lord is so mindful of us and look at different things that he has created and know that he is God. Don't you know that he's always there? He never leave you nor forsake you. The Bible says in Psalms 121 that the Lord never sleeps or slumber. The one indeed watch your Israel never sleeps. The Lord stands beside your protective shade. The sun cannot hurt you by day, nor the moon at night. And the Lord preserve your life, and he keeps watches over you as you come and go, both now and forevermore. I want you to know that on today, it's Faith, Faith, and Finance Friday, and whatever you want God to do, and whatever you're in need of God to do, just open up your mouth, have faith, know that you're walking in divine favor, and sit back and watch the finances flow in your life. I'm here to let you know that greatness is yours, riches is yours, righteousness is yours, and all these great things that God has for your life is yours. I just want you to know that stand still and see the greatness in your life. Stand still and see the overflow, because I'm telling you, he's going to do a new thing. I'm telling you, oh, my God. He's going to do a new thing. I begin to sit back and just see all the things that God done in my life in 6 months. I was like, wow, priceless. Love for my Abba Father is priceless. I'm telling you, why do you think you're still here on today? Why do you think you're still alive when everybody else is leaving? Why do you think you still got when other people don't? Because the divine favor that the Lord has over your life, because he has something great for you to do. On today, tell somebody you love them. Tell them what God says for them. Let them know that God cares. I'm telling you, on today, do something good for somebody else and watch God bless your life. I'm telling you, I'm excited about what God wants to do. I'm waiting for the, oh, God, I'm waiting for the testimonies. I'm waiting for the reports on Iron Ruby. I'm waiting to see things on Iron Royalty because I know God is going to do the miraculous in your life. I'm your host, Associate Pastor Tashana Wiley. I'm going to leave here with you with Mary, Mary, I worship you. I will be back next Friday at the same time. You be blessed. And know that greatness is yours. And stand still and see the great things that the Lord is about to do before your very eyes. Because you are walking in barley harvest now. Be blessed. Agape!
I was lost, but you came and found me. Left your throne, thinking about me. You bled and died to show me mercy. You gave your all because you saw my need. I was empty, but you came and filled me. I was blinded, but you helped me to see. I was broken, but you made me whole again. I felt like nothing, but you gave me confidence. And I'm filled with so much gratitude, but words are not enough to explain the magnitude, the passion of my love. Oh,